Shanti, 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 peace, peace. Good afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. It is good to be with you once again. I love every one of you unconditionally. Never judge things as they appear. Never look at the world and allow the world to tell you how things are. The world is false. There are all kinds of people living in this world, all kinds of beings, all kinds of animals, all kinds of insects, all kinds of birds. Everything intermingles with everything else. Nothing is as it appears. By judging the world, you become very frustrated. And equilibrium gets out of balance. We return within to reality and see the truth, which is within each one of us. The truth is that you are the universe. You are not your body nor your mind. It's an appearance. You are the universe. Everything in the whole universe was in you. You were giving birth to the universe. If you didn't exist, there would be no universe. As when you go to sleep at night. When you're in deep sleep, the universe does not exist. You may say it exists, but you don't know what it is as far as you're concerned. So it is with the sage. It's like being asleep and awake. There's no universe. If there is a universe, what do you see when you look at the world? Problems? Man is humanity to man? You see what you are, that's all you can ever see. Each one of us is like a mirror. A mirror can never see itself. You see this reflection. So wherever you look, you're seeing yourself. If you see evil, you see yourself. You're seeing a reflection. There's only one. One is all pervading, omnipresence. The absolute reality. That one is you. When you look at the world, you see yourself. What else can you see? So if you're seeing the wrong thing in this world, you don't think they appear wrong. There's something wrong with the world. Look to yourself. Ask yourself, why do I see these things? Why do I feel these things? Where do these things come from? And soon you'll discover you've been giving birth to them. And it will change your mind, everything else will change. Change your mind, you change the world. One day a man was walking through the park at night and he heard somebody yelling at him, "Hey you, come here." He looked around and didn't see anybody. He kept walking and the voice said, "Come here, I'm over here." And he looked down at the rock and he saw a frog sitting on the rock. So he bent over the frog said, "Kiss me. And he'll become a beautiful maiden and do anything he wants." And he didn't say anything. So the frog said, "Did you hear me?" I said, "Kiss me, I'll become a beautiful maiden and I'll do anything you want." So the man picked up the frog and put it in his pocket. And he seemed to walk along and the frog yelled out, "Hey!" I told you, you can kiss me, I'll be amazing, I'll do anything you want. So then I said, well, I'm deciding whether to turn you into a maiden or to keep a talking frog. And so this was us. Are we all talking frogs? What does the story have to do with anything?
Who knows?
Interesting story. Remember it always. For no reason, just remember it. I received many phone calls, as many of you are aware. This morning I received a phone call from a lady who asked me an interesting question. And some questions are interesting to share with you. I get permission from the lady first. She's here this morning, so it's okay. She asked me, Robert, when I was younger, I lived a wretched life. I was really a bitch. I cheated people. I hated people. I didn't anything to get my way. I hurt a lot of people. Now my question is, can this karma be abated? Is there something that I can forgive myself? Expunge the karma? It has to come back to me? What's it going to do to people? Is there any way I can become free of this, of the past? Also, my past lives. The psychic told me I was a rotten person in those lives too. What to do?
Fire the psychic.
Is there any hope for me, she wanted to know?
No.
Well, my ass is always ambiguous. I said yes and no. We'll talk about this. I asked if I can talk about it in the class. He said yes. So we'll discuss my answer, what I mean by yes and no. No, you cannot abate your karma. You cannot remove the karma that's coming to you. It's a very difficult thing to do. And yes, you can. It depends who you are, what you know, what you're coming from. There's no human being on this earth who has not gone into problems growing up, some soul of some kind. There's no such thing as a perfect human being on this earth. This earth is not made for perfect human beings. If you want to be a perfect human being, there goes another planet. In the wrong planet. There's no perfection in this planet. I kid you not. This is not a planet of perfection. There are such planets, but this is not one of them. So, when one realizes this, in order to abate the karma, you have to change your lifestyle totally and completely and absolutely. And not many people are willing to do this. In other words, you have to do a turnaround, a complete about face. Everything you believe has to be dropped. Every action you've ever taken has to be changed. the way you react to person, place, and thing has to be totally changed, completely, absolutely. Not just slightly, but all together. In other words, if you want to transcend the karma, become totally free and liberated, you have to look at yourself totally differently, look at people totally differently, look at the world totally differently. It's very rare this happens. It's very rare because most people refuse to change themselves. They don't want to. They want somebody else to do it for them. They want to keep on going the way they're going. And it's true that when you come to satsang, things begin to happen to you. But yeah, I'm with you about twice a week, maybe 4 or 5 hours altogether. And the rest of the week you're on your own. What do you do when you're by yourself? What do you do when you're on your own? What kind of life do you live? Only you know that. Do you have loving kindness in your heart? The person, place, and thing? Do you have peace in your heart? Or do you allow things to bother you, annoy you, make you upset, angry, mad? It's only when you calm down totally and completely and you have peace in your heart, the change takes place within you. And unless the change takes place within you, you're under the laws of karma. Most of us here know the ultimate truth, karma doesn't exist. What's the use for most of us to get up and say karma does not exist? When we're controlled by it. It's hard to be able to say that intellectually. There's no karma, there's no world, there's no liberation, there's no delusion, there's no God. In the ultimate sense, this is true. But is it true for you? Are you living that sort of life where you're just speaking words? Do you belong to the talking school where you just talk of spirituality? Why you want to keep silent and make something happen with your life? The choice is always yours. What difference does it matter? What difference does it make? What happens to you? That's why I'm going through life. What difference does it make? When you lose your job, when you get a job, when you have money or you're broke, when you have health or sickness, when you're happy or sad, when you get what you want, you don't get what you want. There should be no differentiation in your mind. If you can learn to treat these two impostors just the same, they're all imposters. Human good, human bad, they're all imposters. If you learn to treat them just the same, then you'll see you'll be free. But if you keep reacting to things, all you're doing is accruing more karma. That's what you're doing. Karma comes in two different sections. What you call boomerang karma and corrupt the karma. Boomerang karma is like when you step on the rake, the handle is in the head. It's boomerang karma, it came right back to you. You step on the rake and the handle hits you in the head. It's going like this. When you do something, it comes right back. Then there's corrupted karma, which is your destiny, which comes to you from past lives, from things you've done when you were little. It seems to go through time and space. In other words, it seems to be a long time before you get it back. What I'm trying to say, most of us have no idea what the karma has in store for us. We have no idea. We may believe in saying things are well, things are going right for us. Then we may step off the curve and a bus hits us. It breaks our back, we'll become paralyzed, and we're in a wheelchair the rest of our lives. We don't know. If one of us knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But that what you do, you can tell if your karma's going to get you. By the way you act, the way you think, the way you react. If you begin to understand and realize, whatever's happened to me is a result of karma. Good or bad, or in between. And whatever situation I am now is a result of karma. Nobody made it like this. No one is responsible for my being the way I am. This is the first truth that you have to remember. No one is responsible for you being the way you are, where you are, where you're living, or whom you're living with. No one is responsible. Not even you. Because you're experiencing karma. If you knew what was going on, you put an end to it. Unfortunately, you don't know what's going on, so you're experiencing karma. Different situations, different moods, different times, different days, different weeks, different situations. All kinds of things come to you. The important thing for us to understand that this is all karma. If you know it's all karma, you realize if you react to any condition that comes to you, you're accruing more karma. That's all you're doing. Nobody wins, nobody loses in this game called life. There are no winners, no losers. You're always accruing karma, always, by the way you react to the situation. It's up to you to see this, be aware of this. If you can see this and be aware of this, you develop loving kindness, peace. You no longer believe that God has dealt you a bad hand. You can't be like this one or that one. I wish I was like this person or that person. You stop thinking like this. Look at yourself, you make the best of where you are, and you work through it. But you've got to do it. You've got to do it yourself. That's what I mean when I say taking a bow space. You reverse everything. Never mind what anybody else is doing. What are you doing? It's what matters. For what you determine is going to happen to you over and over again. Karma's all over the place. Do you really wish to transcend karma? Do you really want to get rid of it totally and completely? Then you must turn within. And never react to the outside world again. Understand that your happiness is within you. Certain things or people or places. Everything you're looking for is within you. And that's the first principle you have to understand. All the answers are within you. The way to become free is within you. Liberation is within you. It's all within you. You got it all. No outside. Nothing's outside. Do not pay attention to one thing in this external world. Do not take one thing seriously. You've got the power to change anything. If you would both recognize it. But as long as you keep blaming person, place, and thing, as long as you keep reacting to things, the power lies dormant within you. So the balance will not come forth. And so you begin to recognize it. Principle number two. Realize that there's a power within you. And know that it transcends all the karma that you ever had and set you free. You must call upon it. Acknowledge it. Will it do anything for you? This power is beyond any earthly person, any earthly situation. It's beyond all phenomena. This power can be called the self. The absolute reality. It is the self that seems to have created karma. And I'm going to get rid of it. The self is the source. The source of everything imaginable. Your duty is to merge with the source. Your duty is to become the source. When you are the source of karma, how can you experience karma? When you realize that you are the Atman in yourself, and you are all-pervading, omnipresence, there's no time and space. What can it be karma? It's only the self. You see what I'm getting at? Only the self exists. The self is pure awareness. Nirvana, Sachidananda. I am that I am. Only that exists. Nothing else. There's nothing else, only that. Now, with what are you identifying with? Worldly situations? You're not identifying with yourself. You can identify with both. You have to become absorbed in yourself. And as your duty. You can absorb in yourself totally and completely. Now you see why before I said that very few people can overcome their karma. Well, most of us don't want to be absorbed in yourself. We want to go on playing games. You think if we become absorbed in self, we'll be lonely. We won't have anything to do. All the fun will be gone. There'll be no TV to watch. No music to listen to. No sex. No friends. Where are you coming from? Where's your point of view? That's not yourself. It's talking about it's you. It's your idea. What liberation is. Liberation means that you're totally, absolutely free. Without thoughts. There's no thoughts in yourself. If there was thoughts in yourself, it wouldn't be yourself. Yourself is only one, all pervading. When you become absorbed in yourself, it's completely different than what you ever believed. It's unexplainable. As far as you're concerned, you become totally free, happy, peaceful. You no longer know what to argue with. You become upset over. This is the self. You become absorbed in the self by thinking about the self. How else? And you stop thinking about your problems, your fears, your mind. Your karma. And you begin to think of yourself. You practice the meditation on Thursday. And never acknowledge the world again. Which we may absorb in the self. At that time, all of the karma will disappear, and you'll never have to worry about karma again. You won't even think of the word. It will not be a word such as karma to you. You'll And all this thing about overcoming karma, transcending karma. There's no such thing to transcend. And it's a new stage of your life. And it's only where most of us are coming from now that we have to work with karma, so to speak. When you start driving people into yourself, and you become absorbed with yourself, that's it. You're cooked. There's nothing else you have to do. So my question to you is, what are you doing with your life every day? How do you see things every day? Do you still have to be entertained by the world? As long as the world has to entertain you, and you look at that entertainment as reality, you're stuck in karma, and you're accruing new karma every day. Leave the world alone. Leave people alone. Leave everything alone. I'm not saying to ignore people and live by yourself. On the contrary, that's not what I mean. Whenever I make statements like this, I always mean mentally. Mentally. If your memory begins to go within, then you never have to worry about the physical again. The so-called physical body will take care of itself. You'll always be happy, always. You have real happiness, real joy, real peace. That's what you think it is. It's complete bliss. Bliss in itself. Feel the peace that prevails. Feel the emptiness. Feel the love. Feel the harmony. Just think about it, feel it. If you think about it, just spoil it. Just feel it. It's there. It's everywhere. feel free to ask questions. I know I won't ask any questions.
You won't be this stupid.
Thank you.